Okay, so today we're diving into something that's pretty important for anyone living in hurricane country.
Yeah, especially if you want to keep a roof over your head when those storms roll through.
We're talking about building codes.
Right, and how they play a huge EE role in making sure homes can actually weather those storms.
You're really interested in Florida and how they stack up, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, they're basically Hurricane Central, right? So we dug into some research from the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety.
You mean that Rating the States report? I saw that.
Yeah, that's the one. It's got some pretty eye-opening findings about how building codes translate into actual protection when a hurricane hits.
And the cost of not being prepared is seriously scary.
Well, tell me about it.
NOAA just came out with a report on all the billion-dollar weather disasters we had this year.
And there were a lot.
28
Wow.
in 1 year,
Yeah.
each costing at least $1 billion. We're talking hurricanes, floods, the whole shebang. It's clear that Mother Nature means business, so shouldn't our buildings too?
100%. And that's exactly where building codes come in. These aren't just some random rules some bureaucrat came up with. They're actually based on a ton of research and engineering, constantly being updated with the newest information about how to make structures safer.
So it's not just about having building codes, it's about having up-to-date ones, right? This IVHS report, it focuses a lot on the International Residential Code. They call it the IRC.
Right. And that code gets updated every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
Yeah, because building technology changes so fast. Our understanding of materials, how wind impacts a structure, it's always evolving. Those 3-year cycles help make sure that the codes are incorporating all the latest knowledge.
It's like having the newest smartphone instead of, like, a flip phone from 2005.
Exactly. You want that latest technology protecting your home. Stronger building codes, they mean less damage, fewer injuries, and a faster return to normal life after a hurricane hits. It's about bouncing back quicker, both for individuals and whole communities.
So let's talk Florida. They're practically experts at handling hurricanes at this point.
Yeah, they've had a lot of experience, that's for sure.
What's this Rating the States report say about their building codes, though? Are they as good in practice as they need to be?
Well, according to this report, Florida consistently ranks among the top.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're taking hurricane resilience pretty seriously.
I have to admit, I'm a little surprised. I figured the top would be all states that don't really have to worry about hurricanes.
Nope. Florida's doing well in all three key areas they look at: code adoption, training for building officials, and contractor licensing.
Okay, break that down for me. Why are those the magic three when it comes to keeping homes from blowing away in a hurricane?
Well, imagine you have the latest iPhone, right? Like
Okay.
the brand new one with all the fancy features. But you don't actually know how to use any of them.
And it wasn't even put together, right? So half the features don't even work.
Exactly. That's kind of what it's like if you have strong codes but don't pay attention to those three things. First, you gotta have the latest codes in place, which is where code adoption comes in.
Which Florida's good at, apparently.
Yeah, right. They're consistently getting high marks for that. But then you gotta make sure the people who are actually approving building plans and inspecting the construction are up to date on all the requirements.
So the building officials need to know what they're doing. Makes sense.
And you can't forget about the contractors. They're the ones actually putting these codes into practice.
It's like having the best blueprint in the world, but hiring someone who's never built a house before to build it.
Exactly. If you don't have qualified licensed contractors who know how to build to the latest codes, the whole system falls apart.
Okay, so Florida's acing the code adoption part and contractor licensing. What about the training, though? Is that where they're dropping the ball?
The training for building officials,
Yeah.
it's decent. Not perfect, but not bad. The report does point out that there's no mandatory continuing education for building officials when it comes to residential codes.
Really? So once they've learned it, once they're good to go, I feel like stuff changes so fast these days.
That's the thing, right? Codes get updated every 3 years. New materials, new techniques, it's constantly evolving. They have a good foundation, but staying up to date is key.
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't want your doctor using a medical textbook from 1980, would you?
Not unless it was a fascinating historical artifact or something.
Right. Okay, so good marks for Florida overall, but how does this actually play out in the real world? Enter Hurricane Ian. That was a monster of a storm.
No kidding. But this is where it gets really interesting. The IBHS took a close look at the damage from Ian and found something amazing.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Of the 455 single-family homes built after the 2002 Florida Building Code went into effect, not a single one had major structural
Wait,
damage.
you mean like none? Zero.
Zero. These homes were built to the updated code, and they withstood a major hurricane without major structural damage.
That is incredible, and proof that those codes actually make a difference.
Right. This isn't just theory, it's real-world evidence. Now think about the homes that weren't built to the newer code.
How did it do?
Not as well. Overall, those homes saw 80% more damage than the ones built to the modern code.
80%?
Yeah.
That's a huge difference.
Mm.
We're talking about whole neighborhoods potentially being saved from that kind of destruction.
And billions of dollars in avoided damage just from one hurricane.
It makes you wonder what those states at the bottom of the ranking are thinking.
Well, some of them have a long way to go.
Yeah. Let's talk about those low performers. Who needs a little extra help? And why are they lagging behind? Okay, so who are the big offenders? Which states are at the bottom of this building code report card?
Well, the ones that really stick out this year are Delaware, Alabama, and Texas.
Hmm. Interesting. And they all have coastlines that see hurricanes, right?
Yeah, they're all vulnerable.
So what gives? Why are they behind on this?
It's a mixed bag, to be honest. Some of them, it's a matter of just not having statewide codes in place.
Wait, really? No statewide building codes?
Delaware, for example. They leave it up to the individual towns and cities to set their own requirements.
Seriously? So your house in one town could be held to totally different standards than a house one town over?
Yeah, basically.
That seems kind of risky, especially with hurricanes and all.
It is, and it highlights a bigger issue. This report actually found that less than 35% of Americans live in communities with the most up-to-date codes.
Wow. I had no idea it was that low.
Yeah, so even if a state has good intentions on paper, the enforcement might not be there in reality.
That's kind of unsettling to think about. So what can people do?
Mm.
It feels like we're at the mercy of our states and local governments on this one.
Well, knowledge is power, right? The first step is to find out what codes are in place where you live. Was your home built to those standards? Are there things you should be thinking about?
That's a good point. I honestly have no clue what building codes my house falls under.
A lot of people don't, but you can actually look it up. That IBHS report is a good place to start, but there's also a website called inspecttoprotect.org.
Inspecttoprotect.org. Okay, I'm writing that down.
It's a great resource. You can just pop in your zip code and see what the building codes are in your area.
That's super helpful. I'm going to check that out for sure.
It's definitely worth a look, especially before hurricane season rolls around again.
So it seems like the big takeaway here is that building codes matter. They can literally be the difference between a house that survives a hurricane and one that doesn't.
Absolutely. And while some states like Florida are doing pretty well overall, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah. And for those states lagging behind, it's time to step it up.
Mm-hmm.
Make those changes, enforce the codes, and let's make sure everyone has a safe and resilient home to weather whatever storms come our way.
Well said. We can't control the weather, but we can control how we prepare for it.
Exactly. So let's do everything we can to stay safe out there.